All right, everybody, welcome back to our Holy Spirit podcast. Today, I'm super excited because I get to sit down with Pastor Les. Thanks for being here, Pastor Les.
I'm excited, Cole. It's great to be here.
I can't wait because we're going to talk about healing and supernatural healing. So I just wanted to start by asking very directly, does God still heal today? We see it in Scripture, in the New Testament, a bunch. How about now?
Yes, he does. That's the simple answer. And the little bit more robust answer is, part and parcel with salvation is not only the forgiveness and deliverance of us from sin, It also is the salvation that expresses itself in doing away with the effects of sin.
Okay.
And so the effects of sin are a broken world that we have. We have a darkened mind, and God enlightens our mind. We have inflamed appetites, and God brings us into boundaries there. But we also have physical illness, and we have death. Now, we still die physically, but we resurrect. And we still get sick, but God is still in the business of healing of us of our sicknesses, and it's actually described as part of what Jesus did on the cross. And he died and he took our pains, our sicknesses, our anxiety, our depression on the cross to break its power. So he's still healing. And I'm counting on it, frankly. I'm praying for many, many people right now to be healed.
So when I think I asked Micah this, we were talking about cessationism and just the idea of, well, God doesn't do that anymore. And why do people arrive at that belief? When we look at Scripture and we see so much in Scripture saying, hey, healing is a thing. When was the reality of healing, I guess, when did it become real for you? When did you go, oh, God is healing, and it's not just Jesus died on the cross and I believe that and now I'm going to heaven, but there's healing here too.
Now, everyone has their own story. I was not raised in a spirit-filled church, a charismatic church is what some people would say, where often there's more of an expression of healing and the gifts of the Holy Spirit in those settings. I was raised in a home that thought we were Christian. My mom was the choir director and all that, but we hadn't been born again yet. And when I was born again at 18 years old, I was living in Taiwan and moved back to the States. And after work, I was a waiter. This might surprise you. And I would watch late night television before midnight, because at midnight, all television went off. And so I would watch Benny Hinn. And I would watch several other faith healers. And I would see people being healed. And of course, it's strange, and these guys are often unique. And so I started praying for healing for myself. I had no expression in church, whatever. And I had a couple of very bad plantar's warts on the bottom of my foot. And I'd gone through treatment. I remember one treatment where they injected acid in it, and I thought I was going to die. And nothing would help me. And so every day as I took a shower, I would lay my hand on that wart, and I'd say, thank you, God, for healing me. And I did that probably 3 years. And then I stopped and forgot about it. And then I remembered several weeks later, well, I haven't prayed for the warts to be healed. And I reached down on my foot, and there was nothing there. The wart was completely gone, and I thought, Lord, I've been thanking you for what you've already done on the cross for me, and all of a sudden, you've taken this wart, and you have healed me of this, and it was really quite uncomfortable for a long, long time. And at that point, I started believing, and when I would go and preach, I would go to a youth camp, and I'd preach, and I'd invite God to come and heal. And I remember at a camp in Marietta where I met Micah Eldridge, that there was a young gal, and she was deaf, and she was healed, and she could hear. And then it was like, Lord, we just, we want to trust you no matter what for healing.
I feel like with healing, it's so, I know my desire, it would be so nice if it was just like black and white. This is how you get it. This is how you get healing, right? Ask this many times with this much passion or this little passion or whatever. And it's going to work every time or whatever, right? But it doesn't seem to be that way. And it seems like sometimes people just are healed of something and other times you're praying for 3 years for your foot. When can a person or should a person ever say, you know what, I've been praying for this And I think maybe the answer is just, this isn't going to be healed. What do I do there? How do I handle the tension of, it's not black and white. I should be praying for healing, but it feels complicated.
I wish it weren't as complicated. I think the starting point is the realization God wants to heal us. Mm-hmm. And God wants us healed and whole, even though we live in this broken world. So that's the starting point, really believing. And that's the beginning point of belief. It's really trusting as we read about Jesus and he's healing people, he's delivering them. God really longs to do this in our lives.
Yeah.
Very often the starting point doesn't happen because we're not sure he really wants to.
Yeah.
And when you've prayed for a family member and they've died of cancer, it hits you really hard and you're not sure if God really is up to this.
Yeah.
So the beginning point is really believing that God wants to heal us, that he's paid the price to heal us, and then beginning a faith journey that is not a formula journey. Mm-hmm. And that's hard for us because even in Jesus' case, he did a variety of different things, mud in the eye, spitting in faces, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And so the most important thing is learning what the Word of God has said and what the Spirit of God is telling us. People often ask this, when do you stop praying for something?
Yeah.
When do you stop praying for healing? There are several answers. The first is when the healing comes, of course, you stop praying there. Next, if God tells you to stop, and if the Holy Spirit tells you to pray, hopefully you can understand when he tells you to stop. Next, if God lifts the assignment off of you and you feel a lift, and often that lift comes because God is going to do it,
yeah,
and you have broken through, but it might not happen immediately. Mm. Next, when God asks you to prepare them for their transition to heaven. Mm. That's a very tough place, especially if you have people who are of the faith camp that they believe if you declare it, it will be done.
Right.
And I have related to people who've gone all the way to death,
yeah,
and they've died, and they had no preparation. So hopefully your sensitivity is going to help you see it doesn't appear that God is going to heal their body. Mm. Of course, they're going to be made whole very quickly, but then to help them to say goodbye to their family, et cetera. And then finally, when a person's promoted to heaven, we stop praying. Now, that might sound funny, but I will never forget praying for a particular man in the hospital. His wife called me. She said he just died. Mm. I rushed to the hospital. He was blue, cold, and dead.
Yeah.
And she said to me, raise him from the dead. And here I'm a young pastor.
Yep.
Jesus raised people from the dead.
Yep.
And so I commanded him to be raised from the dead. And I pled with God.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
Yeah.
And I started to leave. And she said, no, you can't leave because you're going to raise him from the dead. And she believed that so much that she wouldn't bury him. She wouldn't have him embalmed. And even eventually when she had to bury him, she took him back to India. She kept praying that he would be raised from the dead. Hmm. And that's not healthy. And that's a distortion, I think.
Yeah.
And not really entering into the reality of what's happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. And I just think, man, that on paper, I'd say, wow, she had a whole lot of faith.
She did.
That was going to happen. And yet it seemed, you know, God had something else in mind.
Yes.
It is a complex thing. Gosh, healing is so complicated. It feels more complicated than we want it and wish it was, for sure. What about if, are there things that maybe stand between me or someone I know and I love and the healing? God wants to heal, but maybe it hasn't arrived. Is there anything that I am doing, can be doing, that gets in the way?
There are things, I think, and the Bible gives us some very clear hints. Before I answer that, let me go back.
Yeah.
It's complex, but one of Jesus' answers to the complexity is try to be like a little kid. Mm. Just have faith that a child would have. And that's why at times when I've really been sick, I've asked for the prayers of children. Because they don't have the history, they don't have the complexity. I remember at one time we were fasting, and I was not addicted to caffeine, but I had a splitting like migraine headache.
Yeah,
and I'm driving home from work, And as I'm driving, I have to steer with my knees because I have to rub my temples.
Yeah.
I get home, my wife's up in the bedroom, either folding laundry or something, and I go up and I sit on the bed and I said, honey, my head is just killing me. It's killing me. And she said, oh, I'm so, so sorry. And our son, Blake, he was probably 4 years old. And she said, Blake, can you come in and pray for Dad? And, well, what's going on? We explained his head is just killing him. Blake lays his hand on my shoulder and says, Jesus, Dad has a bad headache. I say to this headache, peace. Then he hopped off the bed and went back in his room to play.
Yeah.
I looked at Chris and I said, wait a second. The headache's gone.
Yeah.
It went instantly when he just said, peace.
Wow.
And so if we're like kids.
Yep.
However, can there be hindrances? And when we say, of course, this is not a formula, but there are some components that we need to consider.
Sure.
The first is this. Jesus actually says a lack of faith will hinder healing in Mark chapter 6, verse 5. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except place his hand on a few sick people to heal them. So he equates miraculous movement of God to an exchange of faith. And so one of the things is, Lord, am I skeptical? Do I really believe this? And part of believing it is, I'm not responsible for this. Only you can heal, God. So I want to believe you. So if we have that faith, that's the first thing that we need. We really shouldn't pray if all we can pray is, Lord, if it be your will to heal them, would you heal them? And I'm not really sure, but it's kind of, that's kind of a magical formula there, rather than really having faith and gripping that. Something else that will keep healing from flowing is sin in our own lives. If we have unforgiveness, this is the same principle with regard to the demonic. Unforgiveness invites the demonic, and it destroys faith. And so the big three are resentment, bitterness, and unforgiveness. These are all rebellion against authority and people and all of that, and that will block our faith. So sin, not praying specifically, is another reason that a person may not have that flow of healing. This is especially true of emotional healing. There often are hints that God wants to give us through a word of knowledge to target what has happened, something in the past that will release healing. A person might have a spirit of fear, and they need to be healed of it. Notice what I just said. It's really important for this session. Healed of a spirit of fear.
Right.
So the scripture tells us this, Jesus went about doing good and healing everyone oppressed by the devil. Is all healing from the devil? Absolutely not. All sickness? No. A lot of sickness is from germs and bacteria and a fallen world and all that. But we see this connection, and if we don't make that connection in our prayers, it will actually hinder us. Now, there are other reasons that God doesn't heal. It's not the right time. We're not being wise. I can't tell you the number of people I've prayed for with very, very sore or bad knees, but they're extremely overweight. And so the request is, please pray for healing. But really, the demand is lose weight. And that's going to make the difference. Here's a big hindrance to healing. This may surprise you or the listeners. One of the biggest hindrances to healing is a refusal to see medicine as a way that God heals. And so there are those who are full of faith. And they're going to believe God all the way, and they believe to take medicine is to not have faith. I love what Dr. Francis McNutt says. I know it's a funny name. In his book, Healing, which I believe, to me, McNutt's book, Healing, is the gold standard of understanding biblical healing. Now, here's one of the things he says that has freed me up. Physicians and medicine are the instruments that God ordinarily uses to bring about healing. Now, when you think about this, think about all the hospitals in the city, all the doctors in the city, and how many people are being healed today. Because of the gift of insight, wisdom, medicine, strategies that I believe are empowered by God. And at the same time, I love when God heals miraculously.
Wow. So you mentioned you know, maybe there's a lack of faith there or some skepticism. You said at the very beginning, you know, I'm counting on God. There's people I'm praying for. I'm counting on him for. I'm asking for healing.
Yes.
And then you said, you know, I believe it is God desires that we would be whole and he desires that we would have healing. If talk to me as a person who's like, okay, I want to see healing. Maybe it's me or another person. I'm struggling to get to the place where I genuinely believe that God wants this. God wants healing, wants us to be whole.
Yes.
How do you encourage a person towards faith there?
This is such an important question. The scripture tells us in Romans chapter 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Mm. Now, the word of Christ, what is that? It's the scripture actually says in the Greek vernacular, a rhematos Christoi, a rhema or a current word from Jesus himself. Do you know you can read the Bible and it not be revelation to you?
Right.
Unless it's quickened. And the scripture says that Jesus, the Logos, the living word, he quickens it to us.
Yeah.
So the way to receive that quickening, and you can actually feel it spiritually and sometimes emotionally. It's like we say this, it jumped off the page.
Yeah.
I felt my heart stirred or whatever. I believed for the first time. The best way for that word to quicken is to read it. God's word is inspired by God. It's breathed by God. It's alive. And the more we read the word of God, so I'd go to Bible Gateway or some other tool like that.
Yeah.
I would look up healed or healing or delivered, and I would read all the passages. They'll take you all the way back to the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I am the Lord who heals your diseases is what God said to Moses and the Israelites. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to protect you. And then in the Psalm, it talks about he forgives us and he heals us. The more you read these words and see the stories, we're waiting for Jesus to quicken his word.
Yeah.
And then we become convinced that he really wants to heal.
Yeah.
And that is expressing of his beautiful love and salvation for us.
That's awesome. Well, this has been great. I have so much that I would love to ask you, but that's going to be everything for this episode. Before we do end, there's something you wanted to share with us. Walk us through real quick.
You know, when we're talking about something like healing, some of you listening may start to feel hope where you haven't felt hope.
Mm-hmm.
And you may even say, I need to be healed right now. So I'm going to pray for you right now that you would be healed. And would you just receive. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you just receive. Jesus, thank you that you received the stripes, the whips on your back, the pierces in your hands, so that by them we might be healed. Lord, I speak to the illness, the infirmity, that which hurts and hinders, and I command healing into the body, the soul, and the spirit of the one listening. Quicken it to them right now.
Mm.
And Lord, heal them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now begin thanking him that he's healing you right now, and give him thanks and let us know what happened.
Thanks, Les. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you guys on the next one.